From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
VOI listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo stresses importance of building trust. Indonesia-Australia seek to bolster anti-terror cooperation. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo emphasized the importance of building public trust on a national and global scale while speaking at the National Working Meeting of the Jokowi National Secretariat, a volunteer organization in Bogor, West Java, Saturday. He recalled that when he started his business in Solo from scratch, he focused on building trust. The president said he has also made efforts to build trust in the political arena. In developing the country, he has also sought to build trust both nationally and globally. The agenda may vary, he added, but in the end, the goal is to build trust, and that is the most difficult thing. President Joko Widodo further said he believes that a country nowadays requires investment to ensure its sustainability, and getting investment requires trust. Indonesia's National Counterterrorism Agency held a bilateral consultation meeting with the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade of Australia in Canberra on Thursday, September 14, to strengthen anti-terrorism cooperation. In a written statement released on Saturday, the agency's head, Rico Amelza Daniel, said the meeting was also a part of the implementation of a Memorandum of Understanding between Indonesia and Australia on countermeasures for terrorism and violence-based extremism. He said that they discussed the assessment of terror threats and priorities for the handling of terrorism in the future. In addition, the meeting emphasized the importance of cooperation and collaboration in counterterrorism. During Thursday meeting, the two parties focused on the threat of online radicalization targeting young people, terror groups, and terror financing. The Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Informatics has said that it is using Digital Economy Framework Agreement to realize the National Digital Transformation Acceleration Goal. The framework covers several aspects such as a digital commerce, cross-border, e-commerce activities, the mobility of digital talents and cooperation, competition policies, and cyber security. Indonesia is currently focusing on increasing infrastructure and connectivity so that infrastructure network accessibility and affordability regulation and user device standards can be improved. Communication and Informatics Minister Budi Ari Setiadi made the statement at the Digital Transformation Towards an Advanced Indonesia seminar in Jakarta on Saturday. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and Russia's defense minister discussed practical issues to boost military cooperation. During his visit to Russia, Kim inspected Russian nuclear-capable strategic bombers, hypersonic missiles, and warship on Saturday, accompanied by Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu. Continuing his now week-long train journey, Kim will go to several food enterprises. Saudi Arabia's Minister of Foreign Affairs Prince Faisal bin Farhan on Saturday stressed the kingdom's belief in working with a joint integrative approach to achieve development, prosperity and stability, delivering the kingdom speech on behalf of King Salman at the G77 plus China summit in the Cuban capital Havana, Prince Faisal said that his country paid great attention to development issues and through the Saudi Fund for Development had contributed to financing more than 700 development projects in more than 85 countries with a total exceeding $18 billion and targeting sectors such as social infrastructure, transportation, and agriculture. Prince Faisal said that strengthening international cooperation was an essential factor for achieving global climate goals. Residents of Derna in eastern Libya were counting their losses from a flood that devastated swaths of the coastal city as the search for the missing continued on Saturday. For a sixth day, and more bodies were pulled from the sea. Entire districts of Derna, one of the eastern Libya's major cities, were swept away or buried in brown mud after two dams south out of the city broke on Sunday night, unleashing torrents of flood water down a usually dry riverbed. Last item. Hundreds of people staged an anti-government rally on Saturday in Kuala Lumpur, accusing Malaysia's Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim of helping his key ally escape prosecution in exchange for political support. Prosecutors unexpectedly dropped 47 corruption charges against Deputy Prime Minister Ahmad Zahid Hamidi on September 4th, late in the process of his trial. The court approved the application for dismissal but refused to grant Ahmad Zahid a full acquittal, which means he can be discharged. Speakers addressing the crowd on Saturday accused Anwar's government of interfering with the case to let Ahmad Zahid off the hook in return for political support. Prosecutors said Ahmad Zahid's case was temporarily halted because further investigation was needed. Anwar has said it was former Attorney General Idrus Harun's decision just before he retired and denied interfering in the case. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Spotlight of the week is on Jakarta-Bandung fast train ready to operate. Indonesian President Joko Widodo, together with a group of officials and invitees, conducted a test run of the Jakarta-Bandung fast train on Wednesday, September 14th. In his remarks, as quoted from Antara, President Joko Widodo hopes that the public can experience the sensation of the fast train starting October 2023. The Jakarta-Bandung high-speed train, which was assembled in China, has 8 sets of carriages consisting of passenger carriages and canteen carriages where food and drinks are sold. Each carriage is equipped with 2 toilets and has 90 passenger seats divided into 3 seats on the left and 2 seats on the right side. It takes around 28 minutes from Halim Station, Jakarta, to Padalarang Station in Bandung. This fast train, which will become a sophisticated means of land transportation, uses sound barrier or noise prevention technology to block sound emissions so that passengers feel comfortable and are not disturbed by the noise. For travel ticket costs, PT Kereta Cepat Indonesia China proposed the cheapest ticket recommendation of ₹250,000, not including the price of the feeder train ticket from Padalarang to Bandung City. Later, the ticket price from Jakarta-Bandung City will be ₹300,000. Meanwhile, for first class and dynamic class is still being reviewed. President Joko Widodo said that in the future, the Jakarta-Surabaya fast train line will pass through the southern route of Jawa Island and pass through the city of Bandung. The aim is to grow new economic centers. That was this week's Spotlight. I'll start today in history with September the 17th, 1978. The Camp David Peace Agreement signed. The Camp David Peace Accords were signed on September the 17th, 1978 at the White House and was held for peace in the Middle East. U.S. President Jimmy Carter led secret negotiations that lasted 12 days between Egyptian President Anwar Sadat and Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin. The name of the treaty is taken from the resting place of the President of the United States, Camp David, in Frederick County, Maryland. This agreement also gave birth to the Israel-Egypt Peace Agreement in 1979. Turning to September 17, 1988, the Summer Olympics opened. The 1988 Summer Olympics were a multi-sport event held from September the 17th to October the 2nd, 1988 in Seoul, South Korea. A total of 13,304 athletes from 160 countries competed in the 24th Olympic Games. There were 237 events held and more than 27,000 volunteers helped prepare for the Games. For South Korea, the 1988 Olympics was a symbolic event that raised its international image while contributing to national pride. Only 35 years after the Korean War devastated the nation and during a decade of social unrest in South Korea, the Olympics were successfully held. I'll end today in history with September 17, 2009. Notorious terrorist Nurdin Emtop killed in an ambush in Solo. Special Detachment 88 Anti-Terror Police of Indonesia surrounded one of the houses in Kampung Kepoh Sari, Solo, resulted in a shootout which then killed 4 people, including the mastermind behind the first Bali bomb attack, Nurdin Emtop. Police believe Nurdin is the person most responsible behind 4 bombings in Indonesia, namely the JW Marriott Hotel in Jakarta in 2003, the Australian Embassy in Kuningan, Jakarta in 2004, 3 restaurants in Denpasar, Bali in 2005, and 2 hotels in the area of Mega Kuningan, Jakarta, namely JW Marriott and the Ritz-Carlton on July the 17, 2009. That was Today in History.
VOA listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answer their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply emails from Rob Den Boer in the Netherlands. He was listening to our broadcast on September 1st, 2023 through frequency 4750 kHz in French programs, and the SINPO was 33333. Hello, Mr. Rob Den Boer. Thank you for your reception report on our broadcast. Your report will be delivered to French section. Please be patient for the reply. As an appreciation, we'll play a beautiful song special for you. Here is the song.
Seperti biasanya, setiap aku tanya kenapa, kamu bilang gak ada apa-apa. Terus terang aja, jelasin semua.
You're still tuning in to the English program from Voice of Indonesia on the frequency 3325 and 4750 kHz, also through website voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on government prepares budget for U17 World Cup. The Indonesian government has disbursed funds amounting to more than 390 billion rupiah for the U17 World Cup. According to the plan, the U17 World Football Championship will take place from November the 10th until December the 2nd, 2023. The confirmation of the budget was conveyed after the signing of the collaboration between commitment-making officer at the Assistant Deputy for Sports for the Ministry of Youth and Sports, Andalan Darmo Susilo, together with the Secretary General of the Indonesian Football Association, Yunus Nusi, at the Media Center of the Ministry of Youth and Sports on Tuesday. The event was also attended by the Minister of Youth and Sports, Dito Aryo Tejo, and the General Chair of the Indonesian Football Association, Erick Thohir. After the signing, Minister Dito Aryo Tejo hoped that the funds provided would have an impact on future football achievements and increase international trust in Indonesia. Meanwhile, the General Chair of the Indonesian Football Association, Erick Thohir, said that the amount of funds of 399.5 billion rupiah was intended to organize and also prepare for the U17 national team. A total of 24 teams will take part in the event, including the U17 Indonesian national team, which has host status. Indonesia was officially chosen as the host of the 2023 U17 World Cup at the FIFA Council session in Zurich, Switzerland on June 23rd. FIFA appointed Indonesia to hold the tournament after Peru decided to withdraw. Erick Thohir said FIFA had agreed that the 2023 U17 World Cup in Indonesia would be held in 4 stadiums. Jakarta International Stadium will be the main venue where the 2 groups will compete, including the home of the Indonesian U17 national team. The other 3 stadiums are Sijalak Harupat Stadium in Bandung, Manahan Stadium in Solo, and Gelora Bung Tomo Stadium in Surabaya. Previously, Erick Thohir said that initially there were 8 stadiums proposed, but after a meeting with FIFA, 4 stadiums were finally agreed upon by considering the thinking about logistics, transportation, and ease of accommodation for players and team officials. That was my Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now I would like to reply to an email from Kalab Abbas in Pakistan. In his email, he said he pays his heartiest congratulations to RRI and Voice of Indonesia for the National Radio Day. He's very impressed to find out that whole Indonesian government and Indonesians relies on the importance of radio in this era. He thinks RRI and VOI now move forward towards digital media transformation. Hello, Mr. Abbas. Thank you for your greeting on RRI anniversary. Hopefully, you keep listening to our broadcast and do not forget to send your reception report. As appreciation, we'll play a beautiful song special for you. Enjoy!
Turn the headphone up. Check. Yeah. Yo. It's a brand new day, brand new day. T's and jeans and a brand new J. Sets the sunshine, I'm a brand new shade. Sipping on a cup of tea and a creme brulee. I've been working so hard like Ye. Second man is so thick like a Kim Kardashian. She don't wanna go home, so we go to ballet. Flying high like with Jasmine and Prince Ale. Do whatever that you want, nothing to lose. You want to live once, show what you got, and you don't stop. Put in the effort and you be on top. Be like LeBron, be like MJ. Give it all like Leona Messi. Practice and practice till you get the palace and you the future in your galactic.
Ain't gotta give up, none to bring me down. Ain't gonna give up, none to bring me down. You ain't gotta give up, none to bring you down. You ain't gotta give up, none to bring you down.
I like the fancy things. I want a designer bag, I want a diamond ring. Not to mention that I'm paying all the bills, so I gotta put in work cause somebody else will. Just finished 3 shows this week. Cause I gotta write, I ain't got no sleep. Haters be talking but I ain't weak. I'ma keep my mouth shut while I keep my checks big, man. Go down in history. It's so much you end up in misery. Used to be a sad girl and no one missing me. Now I wake up to people trying to sound like me. Do you know who I am? I guess not. Even don't show respect, but goodbye. Friends to the fake one, hell nah. Boy, if you know what you want,
baby, don't give up,
don't give up, don't give up.
Still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia on the frequencies 3325 and 4750 kHz, website voanews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app that you can download on your smartphone by typing RRI Playgo. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Indonesian Wonder today will be featuring Nagari Tua Pariangan Tourism Village. The Nagari Tua Pariangan Tourist Village, also known as Pariangan Tourism Village West Sumatra, is included in Budget Travels 2012 list of the 5 most beautiful villages in the world. The beautiful village is located in Pariangan Sub-District, Tanah Datar Regency, West Sumatra Province. To be precise, on the slopes of Mount Marapi, a mountain in the highlands of West Sumatra Province. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno, in the context of visiting the top 50 nominees for the 2022 Indonesian Tourism Village Award, said that Nagari Pariangan Tourism Village is one of the top 50 best tourist villages in Indonesia. Nagari Pariangan is a village with an area of 17.97 square kilometers and is at an altitude of 800 until 1,000 meters above sea level. Pariangan has a hilly and mountainous topography with cool air. The geographical position provides beautiful and fertile natural gifts for the tourist village of Pariangan, where tired rice fields delight the eye from the slopes of Mount Marapi to the valleys below and even to Lake Singkara. Nagari Pariangan is the first agricultural village in Minangkabau, West Sumatra. It is also the oldest village, so it is called Nagari Tuo, which means old village. Therefore, Nagari Pariangan is also the forerunner of the Minangkabau tourism. Here you can still find traditional houses, which in the Minangkabau language are called rumah gadang or the big house. Until now, these traditional houses are still well maintained, and in this negeri or area, there are also many suraus, which are residences for unmarried men. In the center of this nagari, there is still a traditional mosque which is quite large and is thought to have existed since the early 19th century. In the mosque, there is also a public bath with natural hot water which is still used today. Residence houses are built following the contour of the mountain slopes, so they are neat and pleasing to the eye. Even though they are old, the rumah gadang houses made of wood and bamboo still look neat with typical Minang decorative carving motifs. And what is unique is that these houses were built traditionally without using nails. Pariangan Tourism Village can be reached by car. If you depart from Minangkabau International Airport, it takes around 2 hours. And if from Padang City, you must first go to Batu Sangkar City, then continue to Pariangan, which is approximately 13 kilometers away. If you have the opportunity to visit Indonesia, especially the city of Padang, which is located in the province of West Sumatra, take time to travel to Pariangan Tourism Village. That was Indonesian Wonder today.
Before we end our segment Listener's Mailbag, I announce that Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is extended until September 25, 2023. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is in the form of an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's 5 super priority tourism destinations, namely Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay with a length of 700 to 800 words, font Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice. And send the essay and the audio to the Google form provided on the website. Let's participate in the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
I am the bass, low is the face. Come from the ground, fill up the space. Yeah, I am the bass, embrace the pace. No need a crown, 'cause I am the bass. You and I are so alike. We move and we groove, we are silent proof. You and I will feel alive. Yeah, strike to the bone when we hit the tone like this. Yeah, I am the bass, low is the face. Goes from the down, drive like an ace. Yeah, I am the can you feel the sound? I am the bass.
Come from the ground, fill up the space. I am the bass. God, give me grace. Can you feel the sound?
We are the bass. Low is the bass. Come from the ground, fill up the space.
You just listened to the third song presented by Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we'll present to you Miscellany.
Miscellany today is on Indonesian film 24 Hours with Gaspar enters the Busan International Film Festival. An Indonesian film produced by Visinema Pictures entitled 24 Hours with Gaspar is to be screened at the Busan International Film Festival 2023 from October the 4th until 13th. The film, directed by Yosep Angginoin, will compete for the Kim Jae-seok Award at the Busan International Film Festival 2023. Meanwhile, another film from Indonesia, Ali Topan, will hold the world premiere in the category A Window on Asian Cinema, and a number of works by Indonesian filmmakers will also compete at the Busan International Film Festival 2023, namely Kretek Giri, Basri and Salma in a Never-Ending Comedy, Dancing Colors, Fania on Lime Street, Ziarah, and Ali Topan. Playing the main character, Reza Rahadian, in an Indonesian actor, said his role in the film 24 Hours with Gaspar was most unique. Reza said that his exploration as an actor was more pronounced when he played a role in the film 24 Hours with Gaspar. Reza Rahadian said he was proud after learning that the film 24 Hours with Gaspar had made it to international festivals. Competing in international festivals is a dream for all actors, he said. This film is based on a novel entitled 24 Hours with Gaspar, a story by Sabda Armandio. It tells the story of Gaspar, 35 years old, who planned to rob a gold shop owned by Wan Ali. He was so obsessed with a black box in the shop because there was a mystery inside, which Gaspar would hastily avoid it if he wasn't so obsessed. That this was about a secret. Within 24 hours, he then searched for a partner to help retrieve Wan Ali's black box. That was Miscellany today.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's music corner, I will discuss a song from The Rain. The Rain is an Indonesian music group from Yogyakarta, formed on December 31, 2001, and has been working for more than 20 years. On September 10, 2023, The Rain released a single with a specific theme that they have never used before. The song is entitled Di Perantauan, which discusses the experience of living in another region. This song was written as an encouragement to migrants wherever they are. The four members of The Rain are also from another region with their own stories, namely Indra Prasta on the vocal and guitar from Pekanbaru, Sumatra Island, Iwan Tanda on the guitar and the vocal from Sorowako, Ipul Bahri on the bass and the vocal from Aceh, Sumatra Island, and Aang Anggoro on the drums and vocals from Banjarnegara, Kalimantan Island. The four of them migrated to the city of Jogja on Java Island from their home area. In Jogja, while pursuing their respective educations, they met and The Rain was born in 2001. Di Perantauan, or in English means In Another Region, is the closing single from The Rain's seventh studio album, Mereka Bilang Kita Terjebak Bersama. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Di Perantauan by The Rain. Happy listening.
Berawal cari pengalaman, meninggalkan kampung halaman, berbekal nasihat dan doa dari orang-orang tercinta. Berbohong tentang keadaan agar mereka tak kepikiran, selalu menanti saatnya kembali, meski kadang hanya setahun sekali.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
dengan rasa rindu dan dibuatku merah merona. Sungguh ini candu dengan cintamu, tentu kau selalu buatku terlena. Cara bicaranya buat jatuh hati, tangan kuatnya buatku tenang. 180 senti siap melindungi, di dekatnya ku senang.
Indonesia will soon have a new capital city, Nusantara, Indonesia. It's located in the heart of Kalimantan, the center of the archipelago, from Sabang to Merauke, from Miangas to Rote. New smart metropolis is the concept. The new capital city, Nusantara, a global city for all.
Hidup tangku ku panjatkan selalu doa untuknya. Jodoh bukan soal sempurna, namun yang mampu tangguh untuk bertahan dan berjuang. Takkan sia-kan dia, belum tentu ada yang seperti dia. Satu dunia tahu aku bahagia. Banyak pasang mata saksinya. Takkan duakan dia, belum tentu esok kan masih ada. Kesempatan tak datang kedua kalinya. Hargai dan jaga.
Hi listener, thank you so much for listening to our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 and 4750 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through our email voi@voinews.id, Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram @voi_official, Twitter @voiindonesia, and subscribe to our YouTube channel VOI Official and TikTok account @voi_official. I'm Rahma signing out. I thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next interesting edition of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.